This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06. You're listening to KPR.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
Thanks for choosing to spend part of your day with us here at KPR. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, we'll have a fresh update of national, international, and regional news headlines. Then at 3:45 p.m., we will learn more about this murder case that is causing so much outrage in the United Kingdom. A young man named Henry Novak was murdered. He's 18 years old. Body cam footage from police who arrived on the scene was released today, and people are big mad, as the kids say, and we will tell you why coming up on KPR.
Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks at 11:30 and a concert featuring Alexa Dawson at 1 p.m. Thursday, June 4th, live from the Dole Institute. More at doleinstitute.org.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of rain in the morning, 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be humid with highs in the mid-80s. There's a 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. Still humid, lows in the mid-60s. Guess what happens on Friday? 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And humid with highs, yes, in the mid-80s. 83 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Atchison, 78 in Chanute. It is 3:20, and this is KPR.
This is NPR News.
Mahmoud Khalil was detained by ICE and held for 104 days over campus protests for Palestinian rights. It's been nearly a year since his release, and the Trump administration wants him back in detention.
The government is relentless in targeting me, still using every road and alleyway it can find to punish me.
He's taken his case to the Supreme Court. Hear more on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show. Matthew Alchio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. It is 81 degrees in Topeka and 79 in Emporia. The time is 3:30.
Our news.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The campaign manager for a Democratic candidate for Kansas governor uploaded documents to a website used in a recent attack on a political rival. Rachel Schnelly has the story.
The name of Senator Patrick Schmidt's campaign manager, Ryan Carey, was found on documents uploaded to a website about Schmidt's political rival, Adam Hamilton, senior pastor at Resurrection Church. The documents detailed complaints about how Hamilton's church handled abuse allegations at a church camp 2 decades ago. The Kansas Reflector reports the site did not disclose if it was paid for by the Schmidt campaign, which would violate federal election law. The site was later taken offline. Hamilton is believed to be the frontrunner for the Democratic ticket, and Schmidt has called publicly for him to drop out. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
The Kansas Republican Party will be holding a televised gubernatorial debate on Friday night. The debate will feature 4 candidates for governor, including Senate President Ty Masterson, Secretary of State Scott Schwab, businessman Philip Sarnecki, and former state representative Charlotte O'Hara. Two people are not participating in the debate, Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt and Wichita businesswoman Stacey Rogers. Rogers and Schmidt both object to the party's requirements for participating in the debate. Rogers says she disagrees with a mandatory $10,000 fee.
And it was called a required donation. Donations are not required.
The state's Republican Party says the fee is not, quote, out of the norm, and says the agreement mirrors the process for Republican presidential debates. A Kansas Democratic Party official says there is no fee for participating in their debates or forums. A new report shows the supply of short-term rentals like Airbnb in Kansas City has grown the most out of all World Cup host cities. Data website AirDNA found that listings in Kansas City increased by 43% since last June. Many are first-time Airbnb hosts taking advantage of a special short-term rental permit for the World Cup. Susan Brown is president of the Kansas City Short-Term Rental Alliance. She said World Cup visitors have booked two of her properties in the Kansas City metro.
Good news is there's going to be plenty of space for people to come and to enjoy Kansas City. That is super important that people coming here have a great time, have a good experience.
World Cup games in Kansas City kick off June 16th. Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow partly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the morning, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be humid tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. Another 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with a low in the mid-60s. This is KPR. It is 3:35.
It's All Things K.
Join us 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show. We'll get you caught up on all the news from overnight and more. Your hosts will be Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and your local host, Matthew Algio. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, and many other frequencies as well, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where K-State Extension experts provide education and resources in all 105 counties to support farmers, families, and communities across Kansas. More information at k-state.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:01. At 4:06, we are going to have a conversation with Steve Croft, a former correspondent for the well-known television show 60 Minutes on CBS. Now, if you're on social media at all, you probably know that Scott Pelley, current correspondent there, was fired yesterday. So we're going to talk about the future of 60 Minutes coming right up on KPR.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock. This is KPR.
From NPR News.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old-fashioned reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock.
It fell silent in December after passing behind Mars. Data indicated that the spacecraft went into a fast spin, which disrupted its orbit and drained its onboard batteries. MAVEN helped relay information from NASA's Curiosity and Perseverance rovers on the surface. This is NPR News from Washington.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
A strong thunderstorm is moving through southwestern Dickinson County and will be doing so for the next, 15 minutes or so. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour, penny-sized hail with this storm. If you're in and around Hope, consider seeking shelter inside a building. Again, that is a strong thunderstorm in southwestern Dickinson County, should be at its peak in the next 15 minutes or so. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. It's going to happen at 4:30. At 4:36, a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on Alabama's Republican-favored congressional district map means that the state's midterm elections will feature 6 GOP-leaning districts and 1 Democratic-leading one. Nina Totenberg will tell us about how this evolved and the U.S. Supreme Court decision that came down last night, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival announcing a night for the history books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at Kansas Book Festival.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. But in the afternoon, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be very humid tomorrow. Highs in the mid-80s. 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. Still humid. Lows in the mid-60s. That severe special weather statement has been allowed to expire, but a lot of these storms could crop up. They develop very quickly. They drop a ton of rain. They dissipate. So be aware of that if you have to be outside this afternoon, particularly in central Kansas, the more central areas of Kansas. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Atchison, 86 in Abilene. The time is 4:20. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition will get you caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming up in just about 30 seconds. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:30.
And you are listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The campaign manager for a Democratic candidate for Kansas governor uploaded documents to a website that was used in a recent attack on a political rival. Rachel Schnelly has the story.
The name of Senator Patrick Schmidt's campaign manager, Ryan Carey, was found on documents uploaded to a website about Schmidt's political rival, Adam Hamilton, senior pastor at Resurrection Church. The documents detailed complaints about how Hamilton's church handled abuse allegations at a church camp 2 decades ago. The Kansas Reflector reports the site did not disclose if it was paid for by the Schmidt campaign, which would violate federal election law. The site was later taken offline. Hamilton is believed to be the frontrunner for the Democratic ticket, and Schmidt has called publicly for him to drop out. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
The Kansas Republican Party will hold a televised gubernatorial debate on Friday night. That debate will feature 4 candidates for governor, including State Senate President Ty Masterson, Secretary of State Scott Schwab, businessman Philip Sarnecki, and former State Representative Charlotte O'Hara. 2 people are not participating in the debate, Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt and Wichita businesswoman Stacey Rogers. Rogers and Schmidt both object to the party's requirements for participation in the debate. Rogers says she disagrees with a mandatory $10,000 participation fee.
And it was called a required donation. Donations are not required.
The state's Republican Party says the fee is not, quote, out of the norm. And they say the agreement mirrors the process for Republican presidential debates. A Kansas Democratic Party official says there is no fee for participating in their debates or in their forums. Pharmacy technicians at the University of Kansas Health System who were seeking union representation are demanding a recount after 40% of the ballots arrived in the mail late. The union lost their May 14th election by just 2 votes. That's before 37 ballots arrived that were postmarked before the deadline. Megan Bacon is one of the technicians whose vote was not yet counted and says that workers deserve to have their voices heard.
We only lost the union by 1 vote at each site. And with these 37, that could have been a whole different game changer.
The technicians are contesting the election results and demanding that the Kansas Public Employee Relations Board count the delayed ballots. Partly cloudy skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow we have a 50% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. It will be humid with a high in the mid 80s. It's 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At NPR's Morning Edition, we talk with newsmakers.
Let's hear now from Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Cultural icons.
That is Billy Idol. The new documentary is called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. It'll be streaming.
And people living the news.
Robert Echeverria is one of the more than 500 TSA officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news at that time. It's a great way to start off your day with the latest news.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, we will have an update of news headlines for you at 5:01. Coming up at just about 5:12, the current acting ICE director is a former private prison executive. As immigrant detentions have ramped up, that company that he used to be an executive for, the profits have really expanded.
Private prisons introduce the profit motive, and they further reduce accountability.
So NPR takes a look at the ties between ICE and the private prison industry coming up here on KPR. Also, the latest on what we know, what we still don't know about the California primary results, all coming up here on KPR. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
Whether we're reporting from the front lines of change or shedding light on what it all means, wherever Morning Edition goes, you go too. Bear witness with us every morning from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 2 more hours of All Things Considered yet to come. We start things off with news headlines in 1 minute. The time is 5 o'clock.
Our leading cause of death. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
A series of bizarre sightings of people popping out of New York's vast sewer system has the city wondering what's going on. Videos show groups of people entering and exiting the sewers at night in the boroughs of Brooklyn and Queens. Police say they don't believe there's any threat to public safety after conducting a thorough sweep. I'm Ryland Barton. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Manhattan, 82 in Atchison. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We have news headlines coming up in just about 12 minutes. At 5:36, new research compares ultra-processed foods to tobacco, of all things. That research has concluded that the time to act on this is now.
We might be at a place where we start to see real policy action on this topic the way that we did in tobacco.
More on the connection between packaged snacks and the tobacco industry coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at StonebackAppliance.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and storms in the morning. A 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. And it's going to be humid tomorrow. Highs in the mid-80s. Still humid tomorrow night with lows in the mid-60s. That chance of showers and storms continues through tomorrow night. We now have a flood advisory in effect until 8 p.m. for the southern portion of Dickinson County. Heavy rain from those thunderstorms I talked about a little while ago have dropped between 1 and 3 inches of rain. South Central Dickinson County, you have a flood advisory till 8 p.m.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options.
Administration wants him back in detention.
The government is relentless in targeting me, still using every road and alleyway it can find to punish me.
He's taken his case to the Supreme Court. Hear more on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition comes your way tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, screen printing and skateboard supply under one roof, located in North Lawrence at 608 North 2nd Street, with all the latest boards, safety gear, and more. Information at riverettks.com.
News headlines are coming your way in just about 40 seconds. Stay with us. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. It's 5:30.
Concerns about jobs, energy demand, and the growing influence of the nation's largest tech companies. Republicans have pushed for a lighter regulatory approach. President Trump's executive order includes a provision that would allow some advanced AI models to undergo a 30-day government review before they're released to the public.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The campaign manager for a Democratic candidate for Kansas governor uploaded documents to a website used in a recent attack on a political rival. Rachel Schnelly has the details.
The name of Senator Patrick Schmidt's campaign manager, Ryan Carey, was found on documents uploaded to a website about Schmidt's political rival, Adam Hamilton, senior pastor at Resurrection Church. The documents detailed complaints about how Hamilton's church handled abuse allegations at a church camp 2 decades ago. The Kansas Reflector reports the site did not disclose if it was paid for by the Schmidt campaign, which would violate federal election law. The site was later taken offline. Hamilton is believed to be the frontrunner for the Democratic ticket, and Schmidt has called publicly for him to drop out. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
The Kansas Republican Party will hold a televised gubernatorial debate on Friday night. The debate will feature 4 candidates for governor, including State Senate President Ty Masterson, Secretary of State Scott Schwab, businessman Philip Czarnecki, and former State Representative Charlotte O'Hara. 2 people are not participating in the debate: Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt and Wichita businesswoman Stacy Rogers. Rogers and Schmidt both object to the party's requirements for participation in the debate. Rogers says she disagrees with the mandatory $10,000 fee.
And it was called a required donation. Donations are not required.
The state's Republican Party says the fee is not, quote, out of the norm, and says the agreement mirrors the process for Republican presidential debates. A Kansas Democratic Party official says there is no fee for participation in their debates or forums. A new report shows the supply of short-term rentals such as Airbnb in Kansas City has grown the most out of all World Cup host cities. Data website AirDNA found that listings in Kansas City increased by 43% since last June. Many are first-time Airbnb hosts taking advantage of a special short-term rental permit for the World Cup. Susan Brown is president of the Kansas City Short-Term Rental Alliance. She says World Cup visitors have booked 2 of her properties in the Kansas City metro area.
The good news is there's going to be plenty of space for people to come and to enjoy Kansas City. That is super important, that people coming here have a great time, have a good experience.
World Cup games in Kansas City will kick off on June 16th. A flood advisory is in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for a portion of Dickinson County. This is due to some heavy rainfall you saw in that area earlier today. Again, that flood advisory for Dickinson County till 8 p.m.
It's All Things Considered.
The old saying says there are no bad questions, but it certainly helps when a journalist working for you asks a good one.
What was it that drove that decision?
Do you still take issue with the deployment?
What is it? What's the easy way?
Did you feel like you had to be Mr. Rock and Roll all the time?
Your source for news brings knowledge and curiosity to the conversation. Find out the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Got an old car or truck taking up space in your garage? Skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Online, you will always find us streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
Stay tuned. A whole another hour and 10 minutes or so of All Things Considered yet to come in our next 30 minutes. An update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, a conversation with former 60 Minutes correspondent Steve Croft. He's going to talk with Scott Detrow about the firing of 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley, what this tells us about the future of CBS News, coming up right here on KPR. Lows in the lower 60s tonight. A 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be humid tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, 81 degrees in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 6.
From NPR News. Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Amazon Business, committed to smart business buying, where AI tools have the goal of optimizing the purchasing experience paired with delivery options built for business. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com. From Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. From DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI. No tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting driven by curiosity, not an agenda. Get the facts every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. News headlines are coming up in 60 seconds. It is 6 o'clock.